Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Now, you may be asking yourself, Scott, do the Rembrandts have enough hits to be the artist of the day? And they do not.
No, they have what, two?
Two hits. But 90s TV theme songs does have enough hits to be your artist of the day.
Aha.
Friends is first out of the gate. Now, I must confess, good afternoon, everybody. Good to have the band together.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Good to see everyone.
What are we confessing?
Hello, hello.
Hello, my people.
I must confess, I have been dreading the start of this show today.
Gee, with I a wonder dread, why.
I haven't.
With a dread I've never known. I have been counting down the minutes almost as if I was being sentenced to death at the gallows.
Mm-hmm. It's a little dramatic.
Par three played about what? 130-ish from the women's tee today?
Huh? Nine iron?
Nine iron?
Oh my gosh, are you serious? Did that just go in?
Callaway ball, right?
Oh God.
Of course. Of course it was a Callaway.
Of course, Chris.
That, my friends, is a hole in one.
Number two.
Her second on this whole career.
I want a photo.
What a privilege.
Oh my God, I cannot believe that just went in. Oh, Callaway, again, I want my plaque. I never got a plaque the first time.
Congratulations, Dana Wright. You were in the newspaper today.
Why are you so loath to celebrate anyone's golf accomplishment? I'm going to use the word
reason
loathe.
For the same reason that any time I dare to mention that I played football and we may have won the Call Valley League Championship, or I played baseball and I may have been or may not have been
30 years athlete, ago?
But you literally loathe, and all I hear is glory days from Bruce Springsteen and Let It Go.
You still have your letter jacket, honey. It's a little weird.
I do still have my letter jacket, and I'm inclined to wear it tomorrow.
I still have mine. I don't wear it, but I still have it.
I don't wear it either, but I'm inclined to wear it tomorrow.
Get your class ring out.
I didn't buy a class ring, but I'm going to wear my Lansing Lions away jersey tomorrow. I guarantee you that.
Number 60.
Does it still fit?
Yeah, a little bit.
That alone is an accomplishment.
If you want to relive your accomplishments from 35 years ago, I have no problem with that.
Wait, time out. You said it fits a little bit.
Well,
are you going to look like a popped can of biscuits walking around in that thing?
No.
Okay.
It fits. You just can't button it.
No, it's a jersey.
Button a football jersey?
Oh, your jersey.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, we would have them. Anyway.
Do you have a late 80s midriff?
Congratulations on your hole-in-one yesterday on hole number 7.
Thank you.
The same hole where you hit a hole-in-one several years ago.
It was about a year and a half ago, yes.
Did you hit it with the same ball?
I hit it with the, the same
kind of ball. Okay.
Yeah, the other ball's in a little shadow box at home.
Huh?
I got a little, you know, I kept the ball.
It's on your mantle.
It is.
You're very proud of yourself.
The dusty one.
So funny and so exciting, and I only feel slightly bad for my husband because he's been very close but has not had one drop yet. And I want him so badly to have one.
Well, the odds just aren't good for that.
It is harder than you think it is.
We've actually done some research today.
It is harder than you think it is,
Dan,
to get one of those to drop.
Will you prepare us with your research?
Sure. Course? I've been doing some numbers crunching. You know, there are 150,000 1,000 holes in one every year out of the 490 million rounds of golf. Mm-hmm. All right, so 150,000 holes in one. For a pro golfer, the odds are 2,500 to 1 on getting a hole in one. For the amateur golfer, I think that is you, right? You are an amateur golfer.
Oh, yes.
Although I think you're moving towards semi-pro. For an amateur golfer, it's 12,500 to 1. And you've done it twice.
You know what my dad said when Chris called him? Hmm. Have her call me when she gets three. Because he's had three.
Now, really?
He's been playing for 40 years. He has three in 40 years.
There's pro golfers that have never hit a hole in one.
I have another good friend of mine who has three, and a couple of the women I play with, I think, have three. Huh. But we also play a lot of rounds. So your odds do go up when you play as often as we do.
I don't want to be that guy, but I'm wondering if the fact that there are pro golfers that don't have hole in ones, and then there are these amateurs who do, if it isn't the combination of being good enough at the sport and yet not good enough to be an expert at the sport that actually makes it happen.
It's just there are so many variables that go into that.
It's not a sport.
Kind of like a position player pitching, getting a strikeout, you know, that sort of thing.
It's a lot of luck. There's a lot of luck involved.
Oh, God, here we go.
There is some amount.
To get the hole in one.
There is some amount, yes.
Yes.
Some.
Yes. Combined with, you know, the skill of swinging the stick.
The club,
as they like to call it. But yeah, a lot
of
luck.
It's all good. I know that Scott has been dreading this day. I don't understand why. I think it's kind of funny.
Let's go to our eyewitness reporter in the field, Chris Ketz from Channel 9. Hello, Mr. Ketz.
As our in-depth team coverage continues.
Hi, dear.
Yeah, that would be me. Yeah,
is it true? That?
Yeah, oh, it's true. No, it's yeah.
You were there?
I was there.
Damn it.
Saw it with your own two eyes.
Yeah, and my tee shot actually went long. It bounced a couple of times on the green and ended up way in the back.
Ribbon.
And yeah. I know and I know what a big fan of the game of golf you are, Scott. So I just can't imagine your level of excitement right now conducting this interview about this subject.
Do you remember what I wrote on Twitter last night as soon as I saw this news break?
Yeah, I saw it.
What did I say, Chris?
Something to the effect of kill me now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Two things. We were playing with another couple, our friends Rich and Beth, that we joined up with on hole one, number one. And number two, I cannot repeat what I said on the radio when it went in. But it was funny and might have started with a word we cannot say on the radio.
Did it start with holy?
There might have been a holy in there.
Yeah, might have been. No, listen, she had an easy 9-iron. It bounced twice and went in. I mean, it was right on. I mean, as soon as she hit it, I mm-hmm. sort of said to myself, ooh, this has got a chance. Yeah. Hold my beer, and here we are today.
Chris, you don't drink.
good point, but still.
When we went back into the clubhouse, you guys, it was later at night, and there was not a single person there. Usually there's this huge celebration. There was nobody there except John Holt was walking out.
Yep.
And I said, can I at least buy you guys a beer? And they go, no, we've already tabbed out.
So you got lucky with a very, very small
I believe our tab was $9.
Bar tab.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
We had to. Well, actually, it was more than that. We ended up buying a fairly substantial bottle of wine. We literally had to drag people to us, which I don't know what that says about us as a couple.
Is there anyone out there?
Thanks for the invite. I live like 10 minutes from you guys.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, that's a fascinating story, buddy, and sure do appreciate you sharing that one today.
You know, anytime that I can help the show, Scott, you know I'm here for you.
Well, I was just wondering, I mean, you are Kansas City's newsman. Is that fair to say?
Well, I appreciate the kind thoughts.
Is this the lead story at 10 o'clock tonight?
Not going to be. You know, we haven't sat down to talk about the 10 yet, but I just have a feeling it's just not even going to be on the board today.
Huh, that's weird because it made the Star.
I did. The Star reached out to me on Twitter asking if they would like to if they could share the video. And it's my video, so I said sure, it's fine.
But it's actually in the old school newspaper.
That's okay.
In the sports section.
It's all good.
Wait, it's in the sports section?
I mean, it's below. Yeah. It is below Simone Biles, who is like the biggest thing ever.
But barely
below. But ahead of Major League Soccer.
We have a lot of friends at the Star, far be it from me to, you know, not be transparent about this.
Yeah.
You go have a good day, dear.
You too.
Well, the odds of getting a hole-in-one are a lot higher than the odds of sporting losing, so there you go. Yeah.
Chris, I love you.
Right back at you, buddy.
Don't ever do this to me again.
I'll try not.
Okay, goodbye.
Bender clubs.
So par three, played about, what, 130-ish from the women's tee today?
Huh? Nine iron.
Nine iron.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious? Did that just go in?
Callaway ball, right?
Oh, God.
Of course. Of course it was a Callaway. That, my friends, is a hole in one.
Number two.
Her second on this whole career.
Stand by, I want a photo.
What a privilege.
Oh, my God, I cannot believe that just went in. Oh, Callaway, again, I want my plaque. I never got a plaque the first time.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs and a bathroom I can play baseball in.
If I had ovaries, I would ask you to punch me in them. I really would.
Why?
I did a search on Dana's little story about her hole-in-one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's gone national.
Gone Alonzo Washington.
She's gone all Alonzo Washington.
Like, how far out are we talking here?
I don't know, Will. Would you consider Charlotte, North Carolina far enough?
That's fairly far, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's about four states away.
Yep. There it is, Charlotte
like
Observer.
In this time of strife.
Kansas City radio host hits second hole-in-one on same hole.
It's so funny.
I mean, it does help that newspaper is co-owned with the one here that did such a thing.
They're probably information sharing.
Maybe looking to fill a little bit of space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They put the video in there and everything.
Slow day in Charlotte.
Anyway, everybody have a good weekend.
Yes.
We're going to talk about your little party on
it's
Saturday
good.
Night.
We had a really good time. It was good to see everybody. The only member of the band that was missing was you, but I understand you had some family stuff to go do, which is absolutely fine.
Well, we had a pre-commitment.
It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Wish I could have been there.
Yep.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. It was hot. Oh, it was hot.
Did she make you stay outside?
Well, no. In the house, it was really hot because we were all packed in there like sardines at first.
Oh.
So I went out in the backyard where it was actually cooler for a time.
Huh.
And
how was the band?
They were good.
Who was it?
I have no idea.
They were so good.
I have no idea.
Oh. They were really good.
By the way, I talked to my buddy, Almost Paul Stanley, today.
Yeah.
You're going to love this. You know, his real name is Bobby.
Okay.
He's doing a new cover band.
Okay.
They're going to cover Bon Jovi.
Oh, okay.
And the name of the cover band is going to be, because his name is Bobby, Bob Jovi.
I like it.
Bob Jovi? Oh, no.
I support this. Can we just agree right now that cover bands have the best names on the planet?
Yes.
Bob Jovi.
Yeah.
That's so bad, but it's so good. Speaking of the heat, really quick, and we'll get into it a little bit later, just check your surroundings today. It is unbearably hot outside.
Why are they closed?
We're under a heat advisory.
Yeah, I went to the Mission Pool yesterday just to get cooled off for like 30 minutes. And then I'm walking out, and a gal who was monitoring the front desk apparently is a big fan of the show. And I said, hey, maybe I'll see you tomorrow. And she goes, no, we're closed. We're only open on weekends from here on out because school's open.
Right.
Well, but school doesn't open till Wednesday.
Depends on what district you're in.
It depends which district. I think a lot of the staff are going back now.
Shawnee Mission schools, a number of grades are in session as of today.
Kelly just wrote me and goes, pre-commitment, whatever. We had soccer tickets, honey.
When you have tickets, that's a commitment.
Thank you, Will Starrett.
And I don't know, you did mention on the air that you might come to the party.
Well, there was no time.
Plans are one thing, having tickets is another.
That is correct.
When you have tickets, that is a commitment.
That is right. That is right. Didn't have a ticket to her party.
Well, considering there was a band there, it could have been considered a concert, and you were invited.
Who was the band?
May have been a ticket.
Who'd you have?
They were called Overserved. It's a local band. They play in a lot of just local parties and stuff, and they are absolutely amazing. It was all 90s and 80s, and you would have loved the music. A lot of 80s. You would have loved it.
They do like Tommy Two-Tone.
Yeah, I mean, it was just good stuff. Very good stuff.
When I left, Dana was very intoxicated.
Oh, boy.
They were playing Ain't No Sunshine
by Bill Withers.
I know.
And that was all she did.
Do you know how many I knows Bill Withers sings in that song?
I do.
Can
how
I
many?
Guess?
19.
Oh, I was going
to believe it's higher than
26.
That. I think it's 24.
I believe it's 19.
I threw in an extra few I knows.
And like, I can do it all in one breath, too.
Can you really?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, I want to see that. I know.
I love that song, but that part of the song is terrible.
Whatever. That part's awesome.
Where he goes, I know.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
No, it's not. It's awesome.
All right, well, I love you, man, but...
Whatever, dude. You like Motley Crue, okay?
She goes away.
Right.
Oh, a different version here.
Well, this is...
Six. Is it that way on the album version,
yes,
too?
Yes, I don't know why I said 23. I always thought it was 26.
You can do 26 of those in one breath.
Apparently. Let me get it pulled up here. Hang on.
Time
she goes away.
Are you ready?
That's not the album version, though.
No, it's a live version, but it's the official video. Do you have it?
Yeah, I got it.
All right. And you have to do it with him.
And I know. Yeah,
wow!
I'll leave the other thing alone.
Whoa!
We did it! Dang!
That was beautiful, Will.
Thank you.
That was something else.
Are you a swimmer, too?
No. With a physique like this,
well,
please.
I was going to say, your lung capacity is amazing.
That's my one very non-marketable skill.
The text I just got, 80s and 90s music, you're making it worse.
They had 70s music, too. When I walked out back, they were playing Chevy Van.
Chevy Van?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's all right with me.
Hey, I'll leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day.
Has he ever been artist of the day?
No, and he's got enough.
Yeah, he does. Easy.
Oh, yeah. A story here from the Wall Street Journal. The death of Jeffrey Epstein in a federal jail sparked a multi-pronged investigation into the apparent suicide of the financier accused of sexual abuse and raised the pressure to prosecute his associates in his absence. Mr. Epstein died Saturday morning in the Manhattan detention facility, a shocking twist in a lurid saga of wealth, power, and alleged sex trafficking. Mr. Epstein had been put on suicide watch in the suicide watch unit July 23rd, after he was found in his cell unconscious and with marks around his neck. But he was taken off suicide watch late last month. Huh.
And that's the question, why?
At the request of his attorneys, he had been meeting with his lawyers for up to 12 hours a day. According
to what?
Just to get out of that cell.
Oh. Mm.
After he was removed from suicide watch, Mr. Epstein was downgraded to special observation status, which mandated the guards check on him every 30 minutes and also required him to have a cellmate. When he died, and I saw this on CNN today, he had neither a cellmate nor had anyone checked on him at all between Friday night and Saturday morning. There is something fishy here. I'm not going all conspiracy theory.
Well, lot of people are.
I abhor what the president tweeted out the other day, trying to blame the Clintons for this.
Oh, please.
But let me tell you this.
There are people in very high places on both sides of the political aisle.
Bill Richardson.
Yes. That cavorted around with this child rapist.
And isn't it strange? Isn't it strange that 24 hours after a document push was put out that named, among others, George Mitchell, the former Senate Majority Leader, Bill Richardson, the former UN Ambassador and New Mexico Governor, and several others, that Jeffrey Epstein just ends up dead in his prison cell. And nobody is watching him anymore. And his cellmate has been removed.
Okay, now let me say something about the cellmate. This came out today, and this is from Fox News. A hulking ex-cop facing the death penalty on federal murder and drug charges was reportedly Epstein's cellmate. And an official says Epstein feared the former police officer, who has been questioned, by the way, after this apparent suicide attempt last month. As you know, after the apparent suicide attempt, they transferred this officer out of his cell. And this guy is a tank, Scott. And I said when this first happened, and, you know, I don't necessarily wish murder on anyone.
Oh, he's a big hoss.
I'm not sad this waste of horrible human being is gone. I'm agitated for the victims who will not get to see their day in court. But I said the very day Epstein was taken to prison, and I said it out loud in the studio to Mike Wickett, I said he won't last 2 weeks. And Mike said, do you think someone will kill him? And I said, no, I think he's a coward. And cowards, when they are caught and they are cornered like a rat because they are about to be imprisoned on sex assault and rape of young girls charges, he knows what's coming his way.
So why were people not forced to watch him? Why was he allowed to be in a cell by himself? Were there no other people there that they could put in the room with him other than a gigantic cop that he feared?
With suicide watch, I don't know how this works in prison. Does someone physically have to sit there and stare at you?
They have cameras that stare at you, yes.
And in some instances, there is a live guard who sits outside and watches you. Yes.
I mean, my guess is staffing, Scott. My guess is they were woefully understaffed.
He is one of the most high-profile people in that jail.
He's probably not the only high-profile person in that jail.
He's probably not, but he's probably the most high-profile person on suicide watch or who tried to kill himself 2 weeks ago. And it's just a little bit too odd that he's allowed to go an entire night without anybody watching him, without anybody checking on him. And he just happens to have his cellmate moved out, but a new one not moved in. And this is a man who has the ability, the power, and the possibility of bringing down some of, and again, to repeat your words, on both sides, some of the most powerful people in this country. I think it is just a little too coincidental. This is a guy who's got the goods on a lot of people.
The bigger question for me, Scott, is if they could not staff appropriately someone to watch him or check out the video camera 24/7 or however they monitor these guys, why was he allowed to have anything in that cell that would have allowed the completion of this? And I mean
a sheet,
bed sheets. And I don't know that that's what was used, but if you are high profile and they're worried about your safety and now the roommate's gone and you have staffing issues, I will give you that he never should have had access to anything that would have allowed for this to happen.
So how did this happen, Dana? How is it that a man who is worth hundreds of millions of dollars, who runs around on both sides with some of the most powerful men in America, who probably could spill the beans and ruin lives, just happens to be dangling from a sheet at 6:20 in the morning on a Saturday, on a nondescript Saturday morning?
I don't think there's a conspiracy. I think he was being held on child sex trafficking charges, Scott. He used to fly around on fancy private jets, and his life as he knew it was over. I said the day he arrested him, this was going to happen. Now, if you want to fault the system for allowing it, absolutely, that's a discussion we can have. I don't think it's a conspiracy. I think he was a horrible waste of monster.
I think you're misunderstanding my point.
Did not want to face the life that he was about to lead in that prison cell.
Dana, I don't disagree with the word that you just said. I think you're misunderstanding what I'm trying to say. I don't think he was murdered. I think he committed suicide. What I'm trying to figure out is how was it facilitated that he was allowed to commit suicide?
Okay. Why like was someone it, just decides, I'm not going to watch him this hour?
We're just not going to watch him this hour? They didn't check on him all night. His roommate, cellmate, had been moved out. But a guy who had tried to kill himself 2 weeks prior didn't have a cellmate brought back in. And yet, strangely, even though the jail was understaffed, nobody checked on him all night long. I'm not saying somebody killed him. I think Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. What I'm saying is I think it was allowed.
Conspiracy theorists are saying that Epstein actually went into witness protection because the picture they have of him doesn't look exactly like him.
Well, let's calm down.
Really? Come on. That's not the only one I'm seeing on the text line, that he's still alive.
Okay. All right.
What, he's in witness protection now?
Yeah. Then who's the dead guy?
He is the big fish. They don't trade down for the little fish. They trade up for the big fish. He's the big fish. Give me a break. Ernest in Kansas City. Hello, Ernest.
Yeah, so, Scott, I just wanted to I listen to your show every day, man. I just wanted to say I agree with you 100%. And, Dana, cowards don't kill themselves.
We have seen this before with child molesters and child rapists. They would rather take that way out then face what is about to happen to them in the prison system. We've seen it before, and I don't think this is anything more or less than that.
Are you talking soap dropping?
I'm talking, look at what happened to Jeffrey Dahmer. Some of these men have met with extremely violent ends to their lives.
But with Jeffrey Dahmer, and a lot of people, I can already hear them in their car saying he got what he deserved, and that may be true. However, are you telling me that the guards in Wisconsin didn't know that Jeffrey Dahmer was more likely than not to be murdered if he was allowed to just, sure, quote, sweep the floors while other inmates were around him? And I know they probably turn a blind eye to this. They're like, screw him, you know, he's a cannibal.
So is it negligence? Is it? Do you think it's criminal? If they can prove that the guards just for whatever reason thought, you know, we're just going to let him sit. We're going to leave him alone for 20 hours.
I am usually one who is not prone to conspiracy theories. However, in the world of super powerful, super rich people, I think lesser people, if you will, and I use that in air quotes, by that I mean a guard, somebody who's not rich, someone who's not powerful, can be encouraged with the right amount of money or with a threat to turn an eye.
Like, I'll pay you X amount, I'm going to wire it to some bank account. You think it's something like that?
Or, boy, sure would be a bad thing if something happened to your wife. All you got to do is make sure that Jeffrey Epstein gets 8 hours to himself, because I'd hate for something to happen to your wife.
People who have never believed in conspiracy theories ever
now
are buying in to this one. Whether
it's too coincidental,
whether
it's too obvious,
right? Regardless of which conspiracy theory you get into,
the truth and Will does not necessarily die with him. They have said this investigation will continue. I, for one, think at the very least, his girlfriend at the time that was alleged to have been finding these girls and bringing them to his door, she needs to go away forever, too.
Well, I agree with you on that. But the evidence that's stored in some safe isn't the same as a man on a witness stand saying, this politician did it. This super rich Wall Street financier did it. This person did it. This person everybody knows did it. It's something else if it's just in a lockbox and you don't have a human being on the stand saying, yeah, we did horrible things, but guess who else did horrible things? Blah, 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 blah. And if you could tell a guard, hey, man, I know you make $45,000 a year. I got $150,000 that says you don't have to go check on him tonight. Or I know you make $48,000 a year. Be a damn shame if something happened to your kid tomorrow morning on the way to school. You know what? Somebody threatened my kid. You could pretty much make me do anything you want. Let's get to the... it's not time for the news. We'll get to the news at 3 o'clock. Will Starrett, Sam Stevie, Dana Ryan. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. You know, I shouldn't take joy in this, but I will take joy in the downfall of horrible people. And the Attorney General today, Bill Barr, said that any of Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirators should not sleep well, that they're still coming after them. And I hope and I trust and I want to believe that that's true. And I hope that it's some of the biggest, most pompous names that we know. And I hope it hurts. Because if you take advantage of young women, girls, for your perverted, bizarre sexual fantasies and needs, I hope that this fall from grace is as painful as it can possibly be, because you suck at being a human being.
Someone just wrote in, you guys have no clue how poorly jails are run across the country. There is no conspiracy here, just negligence. And I've heard that. Negligence and understaffing. Gross understaffing. In fact, we're going to talk about this later today. Kansas is now farming out its prisoners to Arizona.
Yeah, but the irony, though, Dana, and this is where I find it a little bit hard to believe, he committed suicide less than 24 hours after a gigantic document dump that named people like former Senate Majority Leader George Mitchell, former New Mexico and UN Ambassador Bill Richardson, some of the most powerful political people in the country. And it was just at that time, as these documents were being dumped, names were being named, that Jeffrey Epstein just wasn't checked on that night. I find that hard to believe. Phyllis in Independence. Hello, Phyllis.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I just want to tell you, Scott, that I agree with you 100%. You already touched on exactly what I was going to say. And there's just too many coincidences in this whole thing. And a lot of powerful and rich people. I think a guard was either threatened or paid off to not watch him.
To just turn the other cheek.
Right.
Or Phyllis, really someone just wrote in that he was powerful enough still and had enough money and resources, he could have paid off a guard.
He has no access to his accounts.
Well, people with that much money, even though he couldn't access it, I don't think it's beyond the realm of belief that he could say to somebody on the outside, I can hook you up for life if you will look the other way.
Let's go to Matt in South Kansas City. Matt, hello.
How you guys doing today?
Hi. I'm
doing well, thanks.
All right, so I used to work in the prison system. It is a... It's a job, let me just put it that way. Once somebody is taken off of suicide watch, you know, on suicide watch, everything is stripped from them. They don't have anything. Once somebody's taken off the suicide watch, they get everything back. Sheets, clothes, everything. So it's not hard to imagine how he was able to do this, being taken off suicide watch. But, Scott, I'm kind of with you on this. 24 hours after he starts dropping names that would ruin lives across this country, he's just found dead. Now, I'm not going to go out there and say he paid somebody or somebody paid him off, had somebody paid off. Mm. However, it's just too easy for all of this to have gone down.
But don't you remember, and I just looked this up, that Whitey Bulger was also fatally beaten at a federal prison in West Virginia shortly after his arrival. These things happen. And whether it's understaffing or...
And they do happen. I mean, it happened where I work. But in the court documents, he said he needs a cellmate. So... Now the prison's going against what the judges said in regards to giving this man a cellmate at all times.
All right, let me stop you there, Matt. Do appreciate the call, buddy. Thank you for it.
We might take one more call on this because I would like to hear from Kathy online.
Yeah, I definitely want to hear from Kathy. So we'll continue this over just a little bit into the 3 o'clock hour.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.